This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The remaining major Democratic presidential hopefuls gathered for a debate in Los Angeles last night as they prepare for contests in California and 9 other states on Tuesday. North Carolina Senator John Edwards tried to distinguish himself from frontrunner John Kerry, who worked at minimizing their differences. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Last night's debate was less formal than many earlier forums. The four candidates were seated, side by side, at an oblong table, their answers often interrupted by their interrogators from the Los Angeles Times and CNN. Questions about social issues dominated the first half hour of the debate, even though John Kerry, who'd spent part of the day with striking supermarket workers, protested that those issues are not the most important. The Massachusetts senator accused President Bush of using gay marriage and similar issues to create a culture war within the country.
Well, the country's polarized because we have a president who is polarizing. I mean, look at what he did the other day with the Constitutional Amendment. He's trying to divide America.
North Carolina Senator John Edwards agreed that jobs, health care, and national security were perhaps more significant issues. But Edwards argued that Democrats cannot discount cultural issues in his native South or elsewhere.
People are going to consider these other things. And for us to assume that that's not true is just a fantasy. It's not true. We need a candidate at the top of this ticket who can connect with voters everywhere in America.
Edwards described himself as the Democrat most likely to carry Republican or independent voters, citing exit polls from 5 recent primaries. But Kerry was quick to dispute that argument, saying he can also appeal to Southern conservatives as a veteran, a hunter, and a former prosecutor. Kerry was then asked about capital punishment, an issue that tripped up Michael Dukakis in a 1988 presidential debate. Like Dukakis, Kerry opposes the death penalty, except in cases of terrorism. But he offered a more passionate response than his fellow Massachusetts Democrat when asked how he'd feel about someone who'd killed a 5-year-old child.
Larry, my instinct is to want to strangle that person with my own hands. I understand the instincts. I really do. I've prosecuted people. I know what the feeling of the families is and everybody else. But we have 111 people who have been now released from death row, let alone the rest of the prison system, because of DNA evidence that showed they didn't commit the crime of which they were convicted.
Edwards agrees that reforms are needed to make sure innocent people are not executed, but unlike Kerry, he favors the death penalty for the most serious crimes. Edwards, who's working hard to catch Kerry, also tried to rekindle their debate over trade policy, reciting a litany of trade agreements where he and Kerry differed, and then adding,
I wasn't in the Congress when NAFTA was passed. He voted for it, but when I campaigned for the Senate, I campaigned against it. And the reason is because these trade agreements do not have...
Edwards' NAFTA comment prompted a sour face from Kerry, who noted that Edwards himself had backed away from his harshest anti-NAFTA rhetoric in a recent interview with the New York Times. Kerry's own position on trade is more moderate than Edwards, though he says the government should take steps to make American workers more competitive, most notably by controlling their health care costs. Throughout the debate, Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich fought for attention, often raising his hand and even interrupting his own answer to make sure moderator Larry King was listening. Kucinich offered the most direct answer to a question that's prominent here in California, what to do about immigration.
Take away the incentives for cheap labor from these corporations, and then you give people who are here some dignity, and then they'll pay, and then there's some taxes that will cover the cost to the states.
And the Reverend Al Sharpton criticized both Kerry and Edwards for voting records on Iraq and education, for example, that don't always match their election season rhetoric.
We keep hearing I'm against what Bush did, but I voted for it. And I think that that is what has hurt our party, is that we switch and bait.
Sharpton says Democrats need to say unequivocally what they stand for. And he promised to remain active in the campaign through this summer's convention to make sure they do just that. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Los Angeles.